Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, very excited to welcome to the program. He's staying over with us, and I greatly appreciate it. He was with me in the last half hour. He is the Facebook whistleblower. You can find him at ryanhartwig.org, ryanhartwig.org. And I want to welcome to the program author of Behind the Mask of Facebook, A Whistleblower, Shocking Story of Big Tech Bias and Censorship, Ryan Hartwig. Ryan, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. It's a pleasure to be here. And, we've had some fascinating conversations about Big Tech, about Section 230, about Ukraine already.
Yeah.
We're covering the whole gamut today. Yep.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Well, and this, again, this the Section 230 thing is really, it's something that has been requested for Congress to take up. And so far, they really haven't done anything with it. But and it's a little bit complicated. But essentially, folks, Section 230 is a protection that is given to these social media platforms so long as they act as though their platform is open to the public and they are not editing content. Obviously, if there's content that's on there that is, fire in a theater, that's a problem. But other than that, they're supposed to not be really editing content. Of course, the irony, Ryan, is, they allow porn, they allow kiddie porn, they allow, they allow, Antifa has used it to announce gatherings for violent protests. There's been chatter on there that has had to do with terrorist attacks. There's been all these different things that have gone on. But, God forbid that you should say, I stand for the Star Spangled Banner and I believe in the Constitution and I love God and my Bible and my gun.
Well, yeah, even quoting Bible quotes is now a violation of Facebook's policy. So when I was there, they changed their policy. So before you could quote a Bible quote, and if it violated the hate speech policy, they said, okay, well, you're just quoting it. But they changed it, so now even doing a direct quote of a Bible verse, if they deem it part of their hate speech policy, they take it down. So that's the problem with Big Tech is they're acting as a government agent. So what happened in 1996 is Congress delegated their powers to these companies. So now Facebook now has civil immunity from lawsuits, and there's no due process, and we discussed the Fifth Amendment and the constitutional challenge we have here at the Social Media Freedom Foundation. Once again, David Harris Jr. is on the board of directors, Anne Vander Steele, Brett Hemachek. I'm an officer. But, yeah, so this constitutional challenge we have is against the government itself. And it's saying Section 230 is unconstitutional. People's rights are being deprived. Now, we talked about private or public a little bit in the last segment. And I want to read from the executive summary here. I hope you're all following. Facebook is acting as a government agent. So regulation or deprivation in any form carried out by an authorized government agent, whether private or public. So Facebook's a government agent. They're acting with the authority delegated to them by the government. Regulation by an authorized agent, Facebook, to fill up the details, to make up the rules. So Facebook's like, okay, we have the authority. We're going to kind of make it, just make up the rules, fill up the details, fill in the quasi-legislative rules at the directive of Congress. But those rules they make up, they must afford due process and free speech of the entity or person being regulated. And so that's why, you know, if you're sitting, let's say you're sitting in a public area out in at a park and you're saying something dumb, let's say you're just being annoying and you're just saying blah, 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 and someone walks by and they say, hey, that person's speech is annoying. Like, I don't like the fact that they're saying the word gay or, you know, something it's not against the law to be annoying. And so what Facebook is doing is saying, hey, you know, we don't like all these right wingers. They're being annoying. Let's penalize them. And that's the thing. These Facebook community standards, they're basically penal code. Facebook community standards are laws, because they're using the authority delegated to them by the government. And so they're creating laws that are enforced unequally, unfairly, and censoring more right wingers. And that's exactly what I talk about in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, how Facebook is targeting right wingers and censoring their speech.
Yeah, well, and I would, you know, I would contend with that idea of right wing, because they, of course, they've turned it into a derogatory slang. You know, it used to be that it was normative. You know, the idea, look, if you're going to have a society, you're going to have a man and a woman having babies. I mean, that's the only way that works. And under a biblical worldview, that would be a husband and a wife having children. And there are really strong biblical reasons for why men and women come together to create a family, and there are socioeconomic reasons as well in a healthy culture that the family is the undergirding foundation, and the undergirding foundation of the family is God and the Bible.
Yeah. But Facebook is censoring these viewpoints, and even what's even more shocking is Facebook allows advocating for killing babies/fetuses in an abortion context. So if they say they're going to talk about the, you know, follow the rule of law and take down threats against, you know, the president, but this is straight from their Q&A, is advocating on killing babies or fetuses in an abortion context considered violence and incitement as part of Facebook's policies? And they say advocating for killing babies/fetuses in an abortion context should be ignored. So, wow. You know, where is this with the rule of law? If they can allow that, then it's ridiculous. You know, it's insane.
You know, Facebook tried to ban any, well, they did ban. They banned the advertising, if I'm not mistaken, of the movie Gosnell. They would not allow them to run advertisements for the movie Gosnell. At least initially, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Anybody who tried to put that stuff up on their page, had those particular posts taken down. And of course, go ahead.
No, it's horrible, and you know, Facebook. We need to take action against Facebook. And I was involved in a criminal complaint, or I actually helped with a criminal referral to the DOJ for Zuckerberg, because he testified in April of 2018 that they don't censor political speech, but they do. And right. So that's the perfect example is that banning that movie release. And they've taken a stance on abortion. They've taken a stance on Trump's speeches. That's the thing, though. This isn't just about protecting speech for the right. This is protecting speech for all Americans, because if it can happen to people on the right now, you know, 5 years from now, the rules could be reversed. So that's why this is a nonpartisan issue, and that's why I'm involved with the Social Media Freedom Foundation. Is it's such a crucial issue for internet, for free speech, both here in the U.S. and globally. And so that's why I appreciate you just giving me the time to discuss this on your show. But yeah, all this, I talk about my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, A Whistleblower's Shocking Story of Big Tech Bias and Censorship. And it'll shock you. We know Facebook has been censoring for years, those of us have experienced it, but seeing the exact examples and how atrocious Facebook is, it really shocks you to your core.
We got an election coming up, and you know these are again going to be major issues that have to be thought about and discussed. Dr. Robert Epstein did a research project into determining how much influence Facebook would potentially have in the election, swaying in his estimation, you know, as many as 25 million votes, which is a lot of votes. Ryan, do you believe that his estimations are accurate? And what do we do about that? You know, you and I were talking off air. I broadcast this on Cloud Hub. Gab is another, you know, is another good outlet. MeWe, Parler, Trump's new outlet, Truth Social, is supposed to be up by the end of the month. You know, there's other things that are out there, but Facebook still, I think, has the largest audience of any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook's still a player. And you mentioned Dr. Robert Epstein, and I've talked to him on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. He sponsored my 501c3, the Hartwick Foundation. But Dr. Robert Epstein, he was just last month, he was on the Joe Rogan show. And Dr. Robert Epstein is a Democrat. He's mm-hmm. a registered Democrat. And mm-hmm. so, once again, this is a nonpartisan issue, but yeah, Dr. Robert Epstein, he's right on the money. And I watched the first half of his interview finally got around to watching it yesterday, the first half of it. And in his, towards halfway through, Dr. Robert Epstein quotes from President Eisenhower's last speech. So Eisenhower warned of a technological elite, and I'll quote from President Eisenhower, yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. So, and Dr. Epstein said, that's where we are right now. There's a technological elite who are in control of the world. And so, you know, Eisenhower says it's the task of a statesmanship to mold, to balance, and integrate these other forces within the principles of our democratic system, ever aiming toward the supreme goals of our free society. So these technological elite, these Facebook, Apple, they are a danger to our free society. And they
don't want to be outed, by the way. I don't know if he mentioned this in his interview with Joe Rogan. I've had Dr. Epstein on the program a number of times. And spoke with him right after his wife died, and we talked about, you know, and at that point he wasn't ready to publicly say that he thought that she might have been killed, but he has come out in interviews since then and said that he believes that his work and what he was exposing about this elite, that his wife's murder was a message of sorts, and sadly it does not surprise me, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not a conspiracist, but it really doesn't surprise me. I know my friend Phil Haney was murdered, and no one's looking into that. We'll be back with more with Ryan Hartwick coming up on the other side of this. What about this new Meta program, the Metaverse, and Facebook's involvement in that? Back with more right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
If you struggle, as we all do, with the mystery of God's transcendent sovereignty, His decrees of election and predestination, those ideas can be so abstract and they can create so much consternation. Keep in mind that the point of focus in any proper discussion of this difficult concept is grace. Not only the grace of the atonement, but the faith by which you were brought to Christ was a result of His grace. It's by grace that you were made acceptable in Christ.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. Have you ever fasted from anything? One key to Daniel's powerful and effective prayer in Daniel chapter 9 is that he chose to fast. In verse 3, Daniel turned to the Lord God and pleaded with Him in fasting. Fasting simply means to go without anything and everything to make time to pray. We often associate it with abstaining from food, but it can also be abstinence from business, emails, phone calls, ministry, entertainment, web surfing, meetings, shopping, technology. There's no limit to the list. While in prayer, we turn to God. In fasting, we turn away from everything else. Is it time for you to go on a spiritual diet and fast? Not to show God how pious you are, but because we need to give Him our undivided attention. If you haven't done it already, choose to put fasting into your prayer life. Then do it. Give God your undivided attention.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Ryan had to jump off. He's got some other things that he's got to attend to, but we appreciate him being on. And again, that website is socialmediafreedom.org, socialmediafreedom.org. Wow, it's already Friday. I hope you had a good week. I hope that you accomplished the things that you hoped to get done during this week that we just came through. Lots and lots going on in our world. There's a lot of conversation about the situation between Russia and the Ukraine.
Here's something I found on the web.
Alexa, stop. There's a lot of conversation happening right now between what's going on with the Ukraine and Russia, and a tremendous amount of Russian propaganda that's coming across and being used. I actually received an article from a friend, and I plan to write back about this. I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War. Our teachers and our instructors were all Russian defectors. And watching and listening and learning about what was really going on and the real truth happening in Russia when the fall of the wall happened and everyone rejoiced and got excited, and there were things to get excited about, but when that happened, those of us that were watching it very closely, we realized what was really going on. What was really going on is that Russia had finally, the leadership had finally come to the same conclusion that I believe it was Khrushchev had come to many years before, that the only way to destroy the West, the only way to come after the West, was from the inside. And while the KGB was the mirror image, if you will, for the CIA, operating as the KGB, operating as an arm of the Russian government, still meant that there were certain regulations and restrictions that were on them because of the connectivity to the Russian government. So how do you take an organization like the KGB and turn them loose on the West in a way that is going to be, well, as evil and as destructive as they wanted the KGB to be, and not have it blow back, if you will, on the Russian Federation, on the USSR? Well, you break up the USSR and you cut the KGB loose and you let them become the criminal element that they really were intended to be, the Russian Mafia. And that's exactly what happened, folks. The KGB, the majority of the KGB, became the Russian Mafia, which today is probably one of the most powerful mafias in the world. And as such, they no longer had to worry about diplomacy and diplomatic ties or any of those kinds of things. So they could go about carrying off their very destructive mission. In the meantime, they needed to suck our economy in. And so they did that, because by breaking up and by the appearance that the communist regime was falling apart, they were able to suck American dollars and American business interests in. And so American businesses, by and large, went ahead and made their investments. And once they had taken in enough American money, once they had rebuilt much of their infrastructure, because it is a truth that the communist system was failing. The communist system has failed everywhere that it has been employed in its truest form. Communism doesn't work. Communism is oppressive. Communism has been responsible for more murder than any other form or ideology in history. Over 100 million people killed by communist regimes. But that being said, so now they've sucked the American dollars in, they've sucked the American businesses in. Once they reached a particular tipping point where they had the funding that they needed, where they had the infrastructure that they needed, and where they were deep enough into the pockets of Americans, then they began to cut it off. And the state began to take back control of all those businesses. And then slowly, over the last 10 years, 15 years, they have been absorbing these smaller countries, the satellites that had broken off. They were becoming absorbed. They were being taken back in. And the doors to Russia were being closed. And so now here we have today, we have Putin, a former KGB, who is basically decided that it's time to flex their muscles. And I think we should not be fooled into believing that this is, that there would have been a means to an appeasement, that somehow signing a letter saying that Ukraine's never going to be a part of NATO is going to stop the communist effort. Communism is just like Islam. They want total control. They want world domination. And we better wake up to realizing. And that's why in China and in Russia, they push atheism. And it's why they want to quiet and they want to subjugate the United States of America.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
John MacArthur, join me for today's Portraits of Grace. We must never forget that Jesus came to earth to die. Those soft baby hands, fashioned by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb, were made to have two great nails hammered through them. That sacred head was made to wear a crown of thorns. That tender body was to be pierced by a spear, only to reveal a broken heart. The death of Christ, however, was no accident. He was born to die. Modern liberal theology claims Jesus died merely as an example, like a martyr dying for some cause. Truth is, he died as a substitute for you. And if you will repent of your sin and embrace him as Lord and Savior, he will free you from sin to live forever with God. Rejoice in that marvelous truth and become a living portrait of his grace.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
How do you respond when times get tough? Oh, Lord, what about this and what about that? Father, here's what you said. I just want to thank you that here's your promise. Here's what you've declared in your word. Here's what you've said. I want to thank you, Father, for that. David understood who God was, and he functioned from that perspective. He never saw himself as being sufficient within himself. And here, I think, is always a key. Whatever we are facing in life, the source of our strength is always the indwelling Christ. It can never be anything else because our strength will give out, but not if we depend upon, rely upon, and see as our eternal, inexhaustible source of strength to be the person of Jesus Christ who lives on the inside of us.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to get my congressman on the line with us. He is the congressman for District 21 here out of the great state of Texas. He is, of course, running for re-election as well in the primaries, and he is busy fighting the good fight, and we greatly appreciate that. I want to welcome Chip Roy to the program. Chip, welcome. Good to have you.
Greg, great to be on the show as always. I hope you are healthy and well, and just appreciate all your listeners, and good to join you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, there's a great deal going on in fighting the swamp, and you've been at the tip of the spear when it comes to pushing back against these vaccine mandates. You know, one of the things I don't know, how much movement are we getting relative to protecting our troops? I know Tom Renz and Lee Dundas have been up there. They did a hearing with Senator Ron Johnson on the number of damages and the Salas report that was given to the CDC showing them how many injuries were the result of vaccines. Are we making any headway in protecting our troops?
Well, that we could spend an hour on that topic alone. I'll try to distill it to say that, first of all, credit to Senator Johnson for holding that hearing, try to expose a lot of the realities of what we're dealing with and this entire process from top to bottom, the politicization of the virus, the politicization of the vaccine, the lack of transparency, the lack of truth, why the land of the free in this country couldn't do what Japan did. Basically say, look, we have a bad virus. We have a vaccine that has some positive effects that we think is good. We think there are risks, a known risk, and risks we don't know, and we're not going to mandate it. That would have been a sensible position for a country to take and then pursue the truth and then expose positives and negatives with the vaccine and keep working towards science, actual science. We didn't do that. We played politics, and we started mandating that all these people had to get vaccinated, including our men and women in uniform. I've been fighting that since last summer. Picked the fight in the National Defense Authorization Act on that issue, discharge, as well as on drafting our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get the draft our daughters provision taken out. We're able to get rid of the dishonorable discharge possibility. But unfortunately, you can still be discharged and removed and fired. And I tried to pick a fight on defunding vaccine mandates 2 weeks ago. And we got a lot of headway, and so much so that we got a straight up or down vote on it. And as you know, four senators walked away from the vote.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham was gone, Richard Byrd, Jim Inhofe, and most notably, Mitt Romney, who literally was in town, voted that day, and then walked away from voting for his colleague from Utah's amendment.
Well, listen,
so that's what we're dealing with.
His listeners, by the way, are on because we're covering the entire state of Utah right now. So if you've got a message for Mitt, by all means, he'll hear it because we're in his yard right now.
Well, it's good to know. And anybody listening to this who can cast a vote, never vote for that guy ever again. That guy left you stranded, left every individual who's facing getting fired instead of having to deal with a forced vaccine. He left them stranded. Didn't do his job, walking away from his colleague, Mike Lee, who's a great American and is out there fighting for you. And get out there and support Mike Lee. But look, Greg, the reality is we are not doing what we should do to protect individuals by getting the truth out. Republicans should be fighting harder on this to end vaccine mandates, to end mask mandates on our kids. And you got a handful of people in Congress fighting and too many people walking away. Let me give you one last good example. So I pushed out that fight, and then I lambasted the 19 Republican senators who voted anyway to fund the government that is funding enforcement of these vaccine mandates 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And Senator Cornyn, who's a friend, but Senator Cornyn then took to the air and on Twitter, and he said, by that twisted logic, Chip, by you voting against the continuing resolution, the funding of government, you were voting against funding Border Patrol. You know what? I said, you know what, Senator? I'll own that. Yes, I was voting against funding the government temporarily in order to fight for the right thing. And in fact, Greg, I called my Border Patrol friends and I said, would you prefer that we have a shutdown fight in order to try to get you the enforcement that you deserve to be able to actually do your job at the border? And they all said yes.
Well, I think that's an important piece to mention too. Mr. Cornyn, but what have you done to actually help secure the border of the United States? Nothing. And all this bluster that Greg Abbott is doing right now, after 6 years of having done absolutely nothing to defend the border, to protect the border. Chip, when I bought my property 11 years ago, I had illegals cutting my back fence, and I'm 65 miles north of San Antonio, and I had illegals and drug trafficking happening on my back property up here where I live. And I can tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that I've got neighbors all around me now, but we still have issues happening up in our neck of the woods, actually, that have started back up since the policies of this new administration came into place.
No, that's exactly right. Like, Greg, I was down at Del Rio 2 days ago with four of my Republican colleagues from the United States Congress Freedom Caucus, as well as five of the Freedom Caucus members of the Texas legislature, and then my friend Russ Vogt, former director of the Office of Management and Budget for Donald Trump. We were down there talking about what we need to do to coordinate federal and state conservatives to demand that we do more.
Yep.
And look, I will tell you that the DPS troopers, we met with them for an hour and a half. We met with Border Patrol. We met with ranchers. We went down to the river. We went down to where the alleged incident occurred about the so-called whipping, which was a lie.
Oh, brother.
Your listeners know.
Yep, a lie.
And we had a really good conversation about what we need to do, because DPS is actually, look, they are doing a lot of good things that help Border Patrol by being down there, because they're stopping criminals from coming up on the highways. They're helping deal with some of the lawlessness on the ranches, fences getting cut and all that. They're there to help when Border Patrol is spending all their time processing effectively fraudulent asylum claims, because that's what the Biden administration is allowing our border to become,
right?
An asylum processing center. So what we're able to do is actually prevent some of the criminals. I mean, they've arrested 11,000. They've intercepted 200,000. They've intercepted 126 pounds of fentanyl. That's all just DPS supplementing. Here's the problem. That's kind of an old way of looking at things. We're going to have to get even more righteous. We're going to have to start turning away and removing people ourselves as Texans. We're going to have to start thinking about what we're doing with ports of entry to shock either a federal government in Washington or the Mexican government to work with us, because we're not doing anything to stem the flow.
That's
so that
right.
That was the purpose of our trip. We had a good conversation. We're trying to build up a bigger effort to force state-based action, because this is an invasion and we should treat it like one.
Well, and we need representatives in place that are going to actually do something and not just talk about doing something because they're on the campaign trail or because they're afraid that they may get voted out of office now. Look, I'm part of Grassroots America, and the reason that we are not endorsing Greg Abbott and we are endorsing Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is in large part because we do not believe, well, we've been sending Abbott letters for six years, demanding that he fulfill his campaign promises and fulfill the platform of the Republican Party of Texas that he was sent there to do. And he has absolutely ignored every letter. He has responded to not one of those letters, Chip, not one of them. And that's why we're not endorsing him.
Well, I'll tell you that the great thing that came out of our gathering down in Del Rio is, again, having both federal and state representatives there. Because what we saw in Arizona, the state legislature there responding and the attorney general in Arizona declaring that this is, in fact, a legal invasion under the United States Constitution, that under the Constitution we have powers as states to repel invasions, turn them away, and act for our own security and well-being.
Amen.
So we have that kind of a conversation.
Yep.
And I do think what we need is a paradigm shift. I hate big words like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
We need a shift in the way we think about things. That, you know, put yourself in Texas in 1850, right? And you're airdropped in here, and you're like my great-great-grandfather, and he was a Texas Ranger in the 1870s. And you're dealing with Comanche raids, and you're dealing with bandits from the south, from across the Mexican border.
Yep.
And you're dealing with rough country, and you don't have a store to go get your goods and services. You're just having to survive. We need to get a little bit of that, you know, DNA pulled back out of our Texas roots, and remember that our job is to secure and defend our community.
Amen.
We don't have to sit back and wait for the federal government
yep.
to come in and tell us whether we can be secure. We can damn well secure ourselves. And that's the way we need to think about it. Whoever is in office, whatever they're doing, I'm just telling you, the next Texas legislative session, we should accept nothing short of a massive advancement by the representatives and the leadership of this state in protecting Texas. We need to defend our border. We need to defend our streets. The legislature should take over law enforcement in Austin, Texas. Just get rid of fact that APD has to, you know, respond to the city council and mayor.
Right.
Take that away. Let APD work for TPS, and let's start securing the streets of Austin, Texas. Let's
Amen.
Start removing people on our southern border. Let's conscript sheriffs, conscript former veteran military, and put them into our service, and maybe the Texas Rangers runs it, or we set up some other outfit and have our own border guard. Maybe the Border Patrol will join us, but we should secure our own border.
Hear, hear. Hang on 1 second. We'll be back in just a minute. Chip Roy is my guest. Back right after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Dr. Michael Youssef, teacher on Leading the Way.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that you're being pulled in too many different directions today? Do you feel that you are being torn apart from the inside today? I mean, do you feel confused and uncertain and stressed out today? Do you feel that you are spreading yourself so thinly? Do you feel that you're on a treadmill in life and you don't know how to get off? Do you feel that you're spinning your wheels and going nowhere. I've got good news for you today. Know Jesus and live. Not only this life, that is life that's stress-free, but for eternity with Him in heaven.
Ready to start your faith journey with Jesus? Tell Dr. Michael Youssef today. Visit ltw.org/Jesus.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Chip Roy, congressman from CD21, our congressman here locally, and he is one of the most outspoken voices for the Freedom Caucus in fighting for our constitutional values. Chip, we were talking in the break about, you know, the radical bills that are going through and what kinds of things can be done to try to slow those things down, and then turning towards this midterm election, realistically, where do we potentially see ourselves, and with what kind of numbers do we need to get to so that we can again have impact? Because I think people are frustrated even with the idea that, okay, you know, even if we some miraculously in the midterm had a massive landslide of new representation in the House and in the Senate, you know, do we end up with the same problems that we've had in the past? I mean, in Trump's first 2 years, we had the White House, the House, and the Senate, and we didn't get there.
Well, let's take this kind of in order. Sure. Number one, let's start with the political side, which is best case scenario. We take back the House of Representatives. We have roughly call it 235 to 200 kind of lead, give or take. If we do our job, it could be a little more, it could be a little less. In the Senate, best case scenario, you pick up 2-3 Senate seats and you have a majority with like 52, 53 senators. You don't have 60 votes on the filibuster and you have Joe Biden in the White House. That's what you're going to be dealing with in the best case scenario, roughly, give or take a couple of seats.
Okay.
So you got to prepare yourself for the reality that for the next 3 years, this year while we're campaigning and the next 2 years, our job is very simple, to box in Joe Biden and his bureaucrat cronies who are out there taking away your freedom. That's our job. We have no other job. You're not going to go pass some great big bill. Our job will be to restrict the use of federal dollars, taxpayer money and borrowing, to be used against you. Why are we funding a FBI that's going after parents for challenging school boards? Mm-hmm. Why are we funding an ATF to go after shoulder braces that might impact your ARs? Why are we funding a Homeland Security that refuses to secure the border and, in fact, purposely refuses to follow the law and endangers American citizens in the process? Why are we doing that? Why would we fund CMS bureaucrats to go after nurses who refuse to get a vaccine because they, in their health interest, that they have to lose their job, right? Why would we fund woke diversity, inclusion, and equity nonsense in the Department of Defense to the tune of 6 million man hours over the last several years? Like, that's what we're doing. That's what we're borrowing money, $30 trillion of debt, spending taxpayer money to do those things. So that's where the fight is actually centered as Republicans. If you ask what we're doing right now, we need to continue to block, which we've so far been able to do with the filibuster and Joe Manchin agreeing to keep the filibuster. We're able to stop Build Back Better, stop H.R. 1 election stuff and the voting, I call it voting fraud bill, the so-called Voting Rights Act, which is a nonsense backdoor way to have federal takeover elections and interfere with your ability to have voter ID and all the things you want.
Right.
So we're able to stop those things. So right now, we need to hold the line for the next 10 months and pick some funding fights and then start messaging the American people what we will do. And then we better darn well get busy electing, obviously, a Republican in 2024. And then when we get back in January of 2025, do our part, mobilize people, win minds and hearts, then we need to transform this country. Don't pretend. Don't beat around the bush. Transform the country. Return it to the people. We need to be focused on the very simple reality that the government's job is to secure the nation, secure the people, have a strong defense sparingly used, secure the border, and have cops who keep our streets safe. We need to stop spending money we don't have and then get out of the way of the American people. That's my contract with America. And so that's what we ought to do.
How do we get our law enforcement at the highest levels, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, how do we get those entities back on track? Because even in the Trump years, and now we know based on what Durham has uncovered, that the FBI, the CIA were involved in spying on the Trump administration and on the Trump campaign as they were coming into office, and then months beyond that. How do we clean up that mess and restore confidence in those entities to the people of this country?
Well, as part of what I just described at a very 50,000 foot level, we ought to do this to fit right in there, leaving stuff to the American people, focusing on security, and then get out of the way, stop spending money we don't have, defund these clowns, take away their big slush fund, and then have massive firing of civil servants and bureaucrats who have been screwing Americans, excuse my phrasing.
No, you're right. Too long. You're right.
And we need to go after them. Clean out the FBI. Fire them. Clean out the Department of Justice. Fire them. Clean out the CIA. Narrow them down to the core focus of securing the country with massive oversight. Stop having Congress having hearings. You know how many we've had, like, of all the hearings we've had hundreds of hearings on diversity, inclusion, equity, woke stuff. We're not having oversight hearings on the CIA. And if we are, they don't do anything.
Right.
We should have a focused government on securing the country. Department of Defense, end the waste, oversee them, make sure they're doing the right stuff, have a Homeland Security that's securing the border, oversight, 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 have limited intel and FBI operations to stop terrorist cells and keep us safe, oversight, 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 maximum freedom for the people, fire the bureaucrats, get rid of some of the Patriot Act, FISA garbage where they can collect information on Americans, get them out of our business, and then massively empower the people. Block grant most of the non-defense discretionary dollars back to the states, get out of the way, fire most federal cronies, and then restore freedom for the people. That's what we need to be doing aggressively. I don't want any of this beating around the bush Republican nonsense Democrat life, which we've been feeding for now several decades, and we need to end it.
What do we do about the administrative state? Because that's the other piece that I think is most dangerous to us right now, is the absolute out-of-control administrative state. Entities like the FTC, the Federal Communications, what they're getting ready to do, there's a push right now with a bill that they're trying to push through that could potentially defund radio stations to the point where talk radio could become a thing of the past, especially conservative talk radio.
Well, and not to beat a dead horse too much, Similarly, it's oversight with a few areas where the government will maintain, you know, its role, obviously, in SEC and things across state lines. There is some role for some of the federal entities and bureaucrats, but you have oversight, and you fire the bureaucrats and defund them when they get in the way. I mean, that's the bottom line. And look, I'm telling you, the problem is we have so much focus on all of the wrong things instead of the basic core functions of government done well. There is a role for a government at state, local level predominantly. There is a role for the federal government in a limited capacity on core things that cross state lines and deal with securing the country. Other than that, they should get out of the business. Stop wasting time focusing on all of the stuff of interfering with every American's life. Stop jamming your nose into people's business about whether they've taken a vaccine. Stop telling schools that they got to teach woke garbage and transgender nonsense and all this stuff. Stop spending time forcing DOD to do all that. And if you eliminate all of that noise and you stop focusing the federal government on that and you focus the federal government on its core duties, have oversight, transparency, you can win. Look, that's the future, Greg. You and I live in the best part of the best state in the best country in the history of the world. Let's be a beacon of light for limited government freedom. Let's make Texas stronger. Let's hold Republicans accountable. And let's win the culture war, take back our schools, end this critical race theory, woke garbage, and reclaim and retake America.
Well, and let's get God back into the equation, because if we don't understand where our rights come from, we keep seceding our rights to government instead of getting our God-given rights and holding on to them and being willing to fight for those. We're going to lose this country. We're losing this country because of that. Chip, thank you for all that you're doing. I greatly appreciate it, and thanks for being with us today. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate you. Be sure and get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a blessed week.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you, and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can